The time, 20 minutes to 8 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. And Radio Pulpit and the Shisutu Foundation will be hosting a business breakfast on the 1st of June. That's to raise funds for the work of the foundation. So the breakfast presents a unique opportunity for networking and meaningful conversation with fellow professionals who share a passion for both business and excellence and spiritual growth while supporting a worthy cause. So with us on the line this morning is Tony Libba. He's a trustee and co-founder of the Shisutu Foundation, and Reverend Carl Verhoef, CEO of Radio Pulpit. Good morning, dear sirs.
Yes, good morning.
Carl, let's start off with you. How is Radio Pulpit involved with the Shisutu Foundation?
Well, can I say that Tony and Kerry Libba are very loyal and long-standing companions of Radio Pulpit. They've invested a lot of time and effort into keeping us on air, and they are very participating listeners. So we became aware of the foundation in which they play a significant part, the Shisutu Foundation, and we were just very much impressed with the good work that they are doing there in the East Rand. Now, can I say that we have a very strong listenership in the East Rand, and we decided that it's time for us to give back to that region of our listenership. And if you look at all the great things they do in this foundation, we decided to partner with this foundation. Radio Pulpit loves to partner with credible organizations that have an impact in our society. So that is basically how we came to took hands with Tony and Kenny Libba and the Shisutu Trust.
Tony, we'd love to get to meet you. So tell us about yourself and also the Shisutu Foundation. Exactly what do you guys do?
All right, so Janine, I'm the chairman of the board of trustees for the Shisutu Foundation. We've been registered since 2018 as a PBO currently, and we are currently feeding in the East Rand area 6,000 people a week. That is via, and the technical side of it is, we have 9 soup kitchens that we supply on a weekly basis. And we are trying to reach the poor of the poor out there. Regarding myself, I've been a child of God since 1984. And I was very impacted in the early years by a song by Keith Green. And the song went something like this: if we are the body, we are the hands, and why are the legs not walking? Mm. So it's the Holy Spirit inside of us that inspires us to go out and help the people out there that can't help themselves. But we can only do so much on our own, and we appreciate greatly this opportunity that Radio Pulpit's given us. So back to you, and let's see what we can do.
So it's clear that the Shisutu Foundation has a great influence on people's lives. Have you maybe got a short testimony of how Shisutu has impacted someone's life?
Absolutely. We adopted an organization in Brakpan 5-6 years ago. This is a home for sexually abused boys. When we found them, they were in a place where there was Nigerian drug lords next door to them. And you can imagine the friction between the two houses. It took 5 years for us to get to a place where we were able to buy them a property and move them out of that area. And we've now got them safely in a house in Brakpan and living a life that only they deserve.
Tell me how it makes you feel. What does it make you feel when you see someone's life actually being changed like that, Tony? I mean, you didn't just see the need. You actually went and did something about it. But then it's between you and God, isn't it? The reward in your heart for what you're seeing, how people's lives are changed.
Janine, we had a young black man on his knees last night in a restaurant. Just by sharing the gospel and telling him what God's done for us. And this young black man was in tears because he'd been working since 7 o'clock in the morning without any reward. And we were able to bless him, and just the feeling that we got in our hearts was like, this is what God must feel like when he helps people.
And at the end of the day, it's not like you are this hyper Superman of a person. You're a normal person with arms and legs and just a heart that said yes.
Absolutely. I'm a Reinhard Bonnker fan. And Reinhard Bonnker said a couple of years ago that he realized that he's a nothing, like his mother called him. That he's got the one, and that makes 10. So we look like a 10 only because we have Christ in us.
Does it make a difference to have a wife that supports you 100%?
Absolutely. I think without a wife, I'm only half. So with my wife, I'm able to do better.
Carl, the business breakfast. Why do you think it's a good idea to attend it?
Well, can I say firstly, it's going to be a lovely morning, and people will have a very nice breakfast amongst other fellow Christians. But it will not only be Christians, it will be business and other professional people. So we're really trying to get business people there to minister into their lives and into their businesses. The speaker is an excellent speaker. I heard him once. And I think Tony will tell you more about that. But he's really going to change your life if you are there. And then we as Radio Pulpit is your daily companion. We want to minister into your everyday life every day. So just come and hear what the Lord has to say for you and your ministry and your business on that morning. Of course, I heard the food is excellent. We sent out some people to have a taste, and they came back with very positive feedback. And of course, it is for a very good cause. I studied the work that this foundation do, and it is just an enormously good ministry. They really have a tremendous impact in the East Rand. And yes, the money will go for that cause, for the poorest of the poor. That is why you need to be there.
Tony, before we get into the speaker and everything, a business breakfast like this, I always think it's a good idea. Been around the block, I mean, you've been around the block for a few years as well. Just because someone says they're a Christian businessman doesn't necessarily mean they're ethical or even honest or anything like that. You've got to sit down with people and kuier, isn't it, to get to know these people so that you can know if you can trust them or not.
Absolutely, Janine. You know, in the early years, people drove around with a fish on their car. And then you watch them like a demon behind the wheels dealing with the traffic. So it's exactly the same in business, that we spend a lot of time assessing who we're dealing with and how we deal with them. But I want to make a comment that after so many years, I've decided I'm no longer Christian. I'm actually a child of God. And the difference is when I'm a Christian, I've got to defend being Catholic or Presbyterian, as opposed to being a child of God. It's like I can go into my daddy's house and open the fridge and just take what I like out of the fridge.
Yeah. I also don't ask people anymore, are you Christian or not? I ask them, do you love Jesus? It's a totally, completely different thing when you speak to people. And also, so it's not that you necessarily endorse every Christian person or business person that is sitting around those tables, because you also now have the opportunity to meet new business people. We're inviting anyone who's a business person and loves Jesus to come now.
Janine, this is an opportunity for people to give back. And like myself and Kerry, we've realized that by the grace of God we've got so far, that we give appreciation to our Maker. So you can have the Bless Me Club, us four no more, or you can say we want to stretch and touch as many people out there as possible, but not for our glory, but for His glory. And you can't preach the gospel without putting a warm plate of food down or putting some money in their pocket, and that really impacts us. We watch people in the car park. And I'll give you a story that'll shake your hearts. We were in Bedford View a couple of years ago. A lady driving an X7 BMW dropped 35 cents into the guard's hand as a little thank you. And I went up to the guard and I said, how much did that woman give you? He showed me in his hand 35 cents. I took 200 rand out of my pocket and I said, I want you to know we also drive the same car, but we don't treat you people like that. And the man cried. He said, sir, she does this every week. And that's the problem with the nation, because the statistics or the consensus says that there's 87% Christians in this nation. We want to see what the works do, not what the word's saying.
Amen. Amen. Okay, tell us about the speaker. He was your suggestion, wasn't he?
He was. The Reverend Chris Matabula is our guest speaker. He's a new friend that we've been long time working with, if that sounds like anything. You know, when you meet people, basically their reputations precede them. And in the trenches, we've been rubbing shoulders with his organization, but not having met them. So it's only recently that we've met him and his wife, Pindi. But I must say to you that Mrs. Matabula is a powerhouse. Not that she gets to talk on the 1st of June, but when you see how she supports her husband, you're going to be blessed by this man's preaching.
Carl, where can people buy the tickets for the breakfast? Oh, and how much does it cost?
Janine, the cost is 600 rand. And please remember, this is a fundraising effort. Of course, they will get a super breakfast for that. But also a lot of that money, this of the 600 rand, will go directly towards the foundation. They can buy the tickets online at Quicket. Now, it's www.quicket.co.za. And then you go to events. You will see the event there. Or they can just send a WhatsApp to 063-412-3461. And I'll appreciate it if you repeat that later on. But yes, go to the Quicket website, events, and you go to the event on the 1st of June. And you book your tickets now.
Do we find that event under Business Breakfast, or what would its name be when we look for it?
Well, its name will be Tsisuku Foundation Business Breakfast.
Ah, okay.
That so is that what the name will be.
So that we can find it. So attend the Radio Pulpit and Tsisuku Business Breakfast and share in the insightful perspectives and practical strategies that can enhance your journey as a business leader. That ticket costs you 600 rand per person. It's at Quicket. Just go search for that, Tsisuku Business Breakfast, and you'll find it there, 600 rand per person. And then it'll be a wonderful thing to see you there. And then gaan skitsy blad. Tony Libba and everyone there, get to know people. Use the opportunity to get to know people, because I truly believe as the bride of Christ, we need to stand together. Tony, thank you for the work that you guys are doing, that you're not just moaning about this country, that you're actually moving as the body of Christ should. We're very proud of you. Thank you that we can do this in partnership with you guys. May every effort that you put in be blessed. May the soil be prepared, that you will have hundredfold the seed that goes out, and may you never know, even just find out in heaven one day what the effect was on people's lives and their effects and their effects of those people on people's lives as well. May it just be so much bigger than you could ever wish for. And when you stand before the Lord, you and that lovely wife of yours, may it be a joyous occasion where you say, this life had meaning. Thank you for everything that you guys are doing. Okay.
Thank you, Janine. I'll leave you with your scripture, Ephesians 3:20. I think if you just open the word there and be blessed today, in Jesus' name.
Go find it. Tsisuku Business Breakfast on Quicket, 600 rand per person. And that WhatsApp number again, 063-412-3461. info@ttft.co.za for the email, and WhatsApp 063-412-3461.